pray for, Shmitzayah, pray for if the knee, if it was nishma, it was dislodged and it slipped at the knee joint, at the knee joint. So the Rashba rejects the chain. Reish etzem akuvias amechuga mishuk. Shemitat mikene, at the knee joint. Sheiro, afiloi mikalmido. In other words, not like the shita of the shita of the Rashba sides, but like the Rashba himself, who rejects the chain. Reish sheiro, dafke kisheiro boso, chaykinesu. Now, this is very strange. So the Shach is Masik on this Ramo. Now, so the Ramo could have said, V'yei Shemri, V'im Reish Etzem HaKulis, HaMechuba Yishuk, Nitak Mimusher, Nitak Mimkemel, Nistreifo, Afilu Inloi Yikonimel. That's the shita that Rashba mentions, and that's the shita of the smart, who explained the Gemara for Shmuta Sayera Bibeim or Treifor, that it has reference to the Shmuta Sayera at the lower end, not the Shmuta Sayera at the upper end, at the juncture with the goof. So, at the juncture with the goof, it has to be coupled, that's Bukedat with the Shom Neduchte. So it's only Treifor if it's coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments. But in the long run, according to the smart, and that shita that the Rashba cites, so even without being coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments, that's what he should say. But the Ramo says no. So the Ramo is not chishish for the shita of the smart and the shita on the shita of that chishin that the Rashba cites. But he says, davki kisheiru boso chayt nesrubi. So the question is, what bearing does eiru boso chayt nesrubi have upon the case of nishbitom and kemo? Eiru boso chayt nesrubi is a criterion in the case of a fracture. So in other words, if there is a fracture and if there is enough flesh that cover the bone, so then it will be malaruch. So in other words, so that is like a cast. In other words, the Eru Boso Lachit Fidesrube could serve the same purpose as a kess. What does a kess do? A kess enables the ends, the Roshi Hasheva, to join together, to be yadav to the bottom, to be yadav to the bottom. So, if there is Eru Boso, so that enables the Maki Hasheva to heal, to be Malaruch. But vis-a-vis a case of Shmuto, where it slipped from Tzaket. So, how can a Eru Boso have any effect? So this is what this is the Shachs HaSoke, under Amun, V'yishe, so, Sifke Dab, Zayin, V'yishe Mindak, Kei Kosav, Bidar Kelein Sheu, Teres Hatos, Kol Peri Zayin, Yin Zayin, Shinchu Samosh, Kol Chok, Simeniut, V'tzorochim, ראשי שבסבור שום כחו ומיש ברד ירד עם פרק שני מפרק גימו ימי רובו שחיל בסכובי כושר אין בפרק פרס רבו כדעת ובשום מבוכתה ויקו מבי עד כמה שאין אין ומי רדת כבמיש בה אבל במיש מה נראה די חירו he says the Rosh don't discuss that case, the Rosh discusses a case of a fracture in the knee. And it's the Rosh Hashidosa, because we saw that other Shach was the Shach in C. Cotton Allen. So he was hiring under Miss Yosef, and he led the Ramon and the Shahidure, and he said that the Rosh is hiring the Shahidure, and the Rosh holds that even according to Rashi Shite, that the fracture in the Shem is matter to the but only. So the Yosef says only the fracture is in the terminal end of the shin bone, but if the fracture is in the hip bone, even the uppermost limit of the shin bone, I'm sorry, of the hip bone, so it's not related. So the Shach is really kind of Yosef in the Ramon, and he's died from the washing of the Rosh, that if there is a fracture in the hip bone where it joins the uppermost bone in the shock region, in the hip region, where it joins the shank, so then it is a traitor. So the Rosh says That's by my problem, I'm moving. If there is no way, who was of him is holy. If there is a was of him is holy, so then it's malarucho. Then it's malarucho. So he said, דרוש תשיבס הראש ככו אם נשבר הירח בינתר שני ופרגימו אם אירו בוס אחים ועשרו בקושר אין בטריפס אלו בוקה דאטמא דשוק מדוכתה ואיקו ניבן ומיין דאפתה בנשבר אבל בנשמע נראה די חילוק וכי קוס מרש בו בתשובס אם אין פיטס די חילוק באירו בוס אחים ועשרו בי אלו בנשבר אבל בנשמע די חילוק ומבוי השם יפור דאפתה בנשמע בעצם הקומס ממוקים חיבור וביבוב, אין חיבור ביני רובוס אחרים לסרובי. וכל שמוכר, נרועץ, דרשבו סייץ, יבני בי יחיבוס, that even, if the fiber slipped completely from the socket, completely, from the socket, from the pelvis, from the hip, it slipped completely. And as long as there is a uposo, he says that even if it slipped completely, but as long as the ligaments are not deteriorated, so then it's ksheiro, even though there is no a uposo. In other words, a rubosso is important in regard to a fracture, but not in regard to a dislocation, to a slipping of the bone from the socket. The coach noche, with the rashatosh of the involved cause of the Jews, the rashbos, the coach of Zion, in the mishpat akumis, min kem chibule biguf in the kosher, oh, elo kishei rubosso chef mesrubei, וחמי שיזבוי לו מכמה, מן ישביר עשה את שפת כמה שני, וצורכים לנו ונמצא כן בשביל שרשבו, רק בשביל שרשבו שימו לשכבו, ניסיקה בעצם הכל, שמי ישבע, וניתן ממנו קורת מראי שי, יבני רובו שחי בן עשרומן. I mean, what the shach says is so miserable, וקוס וימך לו מסיבו, אבל בנשמע תחילו, וחמי שקוס ובשובה, שימו פיטס, וצורכים, so ישחי לתמרם. And he says, that the Rosh, when the Rosh mentions it's only in regard to the case where there is a fracture in the knee, not because the Rosh thing is that even according to the Shita of the Rifin Rambam, who passed in life, that in the shin bone the fracture is not matri, only in the thigh bone. But if it is in the knee, so it's considered as if the fracture took place in the thigh bone. So the Bible says, I'm knowing that it's very fair, if there is no aerobosachit and sruve, but if there is aerobosachit, also no fracture is matri, if there is aerobosachit and sruve, mashenkin in the case where it's nishpat in kenri, where it's lit from the tzaket, so then it doesn't make any difference whether there is aerobosachit and sruve. Now in Al Hashulchan, he says that the sheet of the Ramoy is not difficult. The sheet of the Ramoy is not difficult. And he says that in the Rame, that the reason is why the Gemara doesn't mention Eru Bosachif Nisrude in regard to the case where the Hemobon, the Taibon, was Nishmat. Was slipped from its socket only Ikonive, because over there we have the criterion of Ikonive. Yes. So mainly, if it's Ikonive, so even with the Oposachet in the Srobe, it's straight. And if it's not Ikonive, so then even without the Oposachet in the Srobe, it's not. Machine came in regard to the case where the thigh bone slipped from the knee. So then the ligaments are not important. The ligaments are only important over here. But the status of the ligaments are not important Over here. I don't know why. I mean, this is what the Rosh Hashanah says. So Menele, so over there, it does depend. It does depend upon Eru Boso Chifres Uri. In other words, so Menele, the Shita of the Ramoy is, that if the thigh bone slipped from the knee, and there is no Eru Boso Chifres Uri, so then it is straightforward, just like it fractured. That's it. This is how he explains Ramo. Now the Levush mentions the Shita of Ramo, but according to Levush, there is one big nafkemina between the Hashulchan's Pshat and Ramo, and the Hashulchan's Pshat and Ramo, and the Levush's Pshat. Now the Levush, according to Levush, was a Talmud in Ramo. The Levush says that if the Etzem HaKulis, if the thigh bone slipped from the knee, and so the Mechaber says, "Afilu imika liben," even if the ligaments were deteriorated, were decayed, so still it's shale, it's not right. So the Levush says that if the thigh bone slipped from the knee, and it was coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments, and no Eru Boso is Chayfines Rubei, so then it's right. Then it's right. This is what Rubush says. And the Hashulchan argues with Rubush. He says, from the washing of the Ramor, it's Mashma, he doesn't say, so if the Rubush Pshat is right, so then the Ramor should say, the Yeshemri, דווקא כשאיקו אילי ואין אירו בוסו דווקא כשאיקו ויש אירו דווקא כשאירו בוסו חייפים אסרו בי חייפים אסרו בי so it's kosher אף על פי שאיקו מילי he doesn't say אף על פי שאיקו מילי. So in other words, so from the washing of the Ramon, it's mashma that the only criterion is whether there is a Rupasachifness Rubei or there is no Rupasachifness Rubei. And if there is a Rupasachifness Rubei, so then even though it's Tikkun Rubei, so then it's Ksheiro, but if there is no a Rupasachifness Rubei, so then it's straight for him, though it's not Tikkun Rubei. In other words, so we have a Machlekes between the Bush and the Hashulchan. According to Hashulchan, so when the Ramor is matri, if there is no Eru Boso, Chifres Rubei, so it means even though, as long as there's no Eru Boso, it's Chifres Rubei, even though it's not equilibre, it's rainfall, according to the Bush, if there is no Eru Boso Chifres Rubei, and in addition, it is equilibrium, then it's right. I think we're at the end because it's already late. Now, so tomorrow, we should go over this event and the next event. So we will not start Simeon Zion until Thursday. So maybe there shall be a very long shiur Thursday, so we start very early, so we'll be able to cover Simeon Zion on Thursday. And then, if we start, I'll try to start very early Friday. Now, Simeon Ches is not a difficult Simeon. Mentes, in summer, is a very small summer. So maybe we'll be able to finish the straight by Friday. So then you have time for Hazore till the Thursday.
July 29th, 1981, Kav Zion Tammuz, Hashanah Tavshim Memal.
Now we left off Sid Dalet, Simon and Hey Sid Dalet. In Nation of Dimu Raglaim, Treif, Yehoyesa Kenotuban, וחיו חוסר רגל אחת. והוא, וחיו חוסר רגל אחת. רגל אחת. והוא שיהיה זה היסר מריש עצם התחתים ולמעלה. So, the Mechaba mentions that when we say that if a behemo has three hybrids, so it's therefore on the basis of the Yeser Kenotu Kome, if the Yeser is Mireish Etzem Atachim Lomayro. Mireish Etzem Atachim Lomayro. Why? Because then it is supposed that the Choser Mireish Etzem Atachim Lomayro. So then it would be trait. Suppose that the leg would be missing. The leg would be missing Mireish Etzem Atachim Lomayro. That's the place of the Tzumisadi. So even according to the Shita of the Rib in the Rambam, Mupaski, like we are Maravish, that the fracture in the shin bone is not Mafi. So it's only if it doesn't affect the Tzumisadi. But if the Tzumisadi is Nechtach, or if the Tzumisadi is Choser, so then it's certainly treated. Now, since there is a Woche of Kol Yesa Kenotu Dome, so Mele, if there is an additional leg, so then we have to consider it and see if the regular hind leg had been missing. If the regular hind leg had been missing, so it means, so then it's trefor. So because of that, we say, but suppose the yeser is below the etzematachne, below the shin bone, so then suppose the perikorishin had been missing, the perikorishin, the foot of the behemoth had been missing, it wouldn't be treifa, because in perikorishin, so it's not matri. So in the melee, if there is an additional foot below the etzematachne, below the shin bone, So then, it's not really for either. This is what Mechaba says. Vidavke sheze ha-yiseres yeishlotei ha-regel ve-yimedes bimokim ha-raglai al ve-la-boche ve-yimikhe yiseres ve-haver ha-gdil dun bikosh. In other words, when we say that it has an additional leg, so a hind leg, so it behemo is straightforward only if it has the tzur of the leg. But suppose they're just an additional labor, it doesn't have the tzor of the leg, so we can apply the aloche of kol yeser kenotodon. V'im nivris choser ego achas, three. All right. Now, there is the taz, there is a very long taz, I don't know whether we have to cover the whole taz, but the Taz is Chilika Melechada. I mean, I just want to mention what the Taz says. Now you remember that there are three shittes of Rishen in the Pshat of Kol Yeser Kenotu Dome. Kol Yeser Kenotu Dome. We went over it in the Beis Yosef, who mentions the Lashon of the Rashi. So there are three shittes: the Shita of Rashi, which is also the Shita of the Rambam, and the Shita of Moses Hashem. Then the Shita of the Ramban, and then the Shita of the Rashbo, which is a Shita Yochi, and the Rashbo himself says that he is not going to pass by it, because it's a Shita Yochi. But the Shita of Moses Rishayim is like the Shita of Rashi, and then there is the Shita of the Ramban. Now, so we have three sheets. The sheet of Rashi is that Kol Yeser Kenotu Dome implies very simple that Kol Yeser Chechosar. In other words, if there is an additional long, it's considered as if the regular long is missing. If there is an additional liver, so it's considered as if the behemoth had no liver, as if the regular liver is missing. Now, so we may lay according to Rashi, so if a behemoth has an additional lung, so it's straight. If a behemoth has an additional liver, it's straight. If a behemoth has an additional tool, it's not right according to Rashi. Even if the additional tool, the additional screen happens to be located near the thick edge, so still it's not either. Why? Because tool has a cladding on it. So an additional liver is considered like being deficient in an liver. But suppose it's deficient in his brain, it's devoid of his brain, it's not raped. So why should an additional spleen be matter? So even if the additional spleen happens to be super the other, so it's not matter. And an additional liver is matter with the Kontarash and the Rambam and almost Hashem. Even if the additional liver happens to be located now, not in Mokim Chiyusei, or not near the gold line. This is the sheet of the Rambam, Rashi, the Rambam, and most of the sheet. Then the sheet of the Rambam is that Kol Yasek Notel Dome does not imply that an additional Eber gives the behemoth the same status as if that Eber, the regular Eber, had been missing. But Kol Yasek Kinital min kene dome. Kinital min kene dome. Yahav min kene. So the male, according to Ramban, there is a kule and there is a chumre. Let's say, there is a kule according to Ramban vis-a-vis the sheet of Rashi, because according to Rashi, today it has two livers. It doesn't matter where the second liver, the additional liver, is located. It's great, because for Yasek Notel Dome, it's considered that the name had no liver. If the name has no liver, so then it's great. So here too, that's one. That is according to Rashi. Mashenkin according to Ramban. So if a behemoth has an additional liver, but the additional liver is not situated near the gallbladder or near the kidney, so the male, it's not treifah, because only if the additional liver happens to be located near the kidney, near the gallbladder. So suppose that kidney had been cut out together with the gallbladder, so there it would be treated. So mainly the additional liver, if there's an additional liver, and that's located near the gallbladder, near the kidney, so it's also treated, because kol yesa cannot dome implies kol yesa kinitam keni dome biyachad in keni. So we have a kule according to Ramban. That in other words, if there is an additional liver, and the additional liver is not located near the gallbladder, near the kidney. So according to Rashi, it's right. According to Ramban, it's not right. And then there is a chumra emanating from the sheet of Ramban, relative to the sheet of Rashi. Now, according to Rashi, so the additional spleen is never matter. Even if the additional spleen happens to be located near the thick edge of the regular spleen, Mashein Kei. Why? Because Kol Yesa cannot dome. So Kol Yesa is considered as if the regular liver had been missing altogether. Suppose the spleen had been missing altogether, it could be Kshelo. So maybe if there is an additional spleen, it's also Kshelo. But according to Ramban, if the Aloha Kol Yesa cannot dome implies Kol Yesa can do Nital in Kei dome. So it's considered, since it's located near the thick edge of the regular spleen, so it's considered as if it had been cut out together with the thick edge of the regular spleen. So really, it's red. So there is a chumre, there is a gure emanating from the Shidur Chabad, and there is a chumre emanating from Shidur Chabad. Then there is the Shidur of the Rashba, that no other Rishi accepts the chicken. Mr. Rashba himself says he is not going to rely on the chicken. But that's the Shidur of the Rashba, that the aloche of Kol Yesak in Otto Dome implies a sin, that there had been an additional eiver, and that additional eiver had been cut out. So if in a case where the additional eiver had been cut out, so would be matri the behemoth, so then it's prayer too. Mashenke, if the additional eiver would not be matri the behemoth, so then an additional eiver, if it's cut out, if the cutting out of the additional eiver would not be matri the behemoth, so the male, the fact that there is an additional eiver is not matri the behemoth either. So if there is an additional one, so we have to consider it as if this additional one had been cut out. Now, if it had been cut out, there would be neke form, and the neke in the area of the lungs is matri. So the male, an additional one is also matri. Mashenke, if let's say there is an additional tummy, an additional liver. So we do not say an additional liver endows the behemoth with the same status as if it had been devoid of the liver. But if there is an additional liver, so then we have to imagine, now, suppose this additional liver had been cut out. Then this additional liver had been cut out, with the regular liver remaining. But as a result of cutting out the additional liver, a hole would be formed, a hole would be formed, the neke. Now, a neke in the region of the lungs is matri. A neke in the region of the heart is matri. So an additional heart is matri. An additional lung is matri. But an additional liver is not matri according to the Rashba. Because we have to imagine, as if that additional liver had been cut out, and the neke is formed. But the neke in the region of the liver is not matri. So an additional liver is not matri. So that's the issue.
No.
According to the Ramban, so you see the according to the Ramban, so let's say suppose there's an additional spleen, and it's located near the Sumcha Yodi, the thick edge of the regular spleen. According to Ramban, it's red, because Kol Yesaya cannot locate it on it. Cannot locate it on it. According to Rashba, it wouldn't be red. According to Rashba. Because we have to imagine as if the additional spleen had been cut out, and then the negative is formed. So, it was better, the fact that the negative is formed, that the hole was formed, is in the place of the additional spleen, some male. It's not. In other words, according to Rashba, we can only apply the halacha of Koyesa Kinotu Dome. Koyesa Kinotu Dome, if it's an additional eiver, in such an eiver, where any neke in that place, in that eiver, would be matter. Alright, now, let's see the cards. Merei, so male, he has Sikash. So, I just want to mention what the Taz says. What the Taz says. The Taz says the Kashi is massive. And the Mechava. The Mechava says, V'yuhushi yezeh ha-yeseh v'reish etzem ha-tachten ha-lemayro. But suppose the additional edge would be located not lemayro v'etzem ha-tachten, not above the hot, but there would be, it would be located below the hagbon, below the hagbon. In other words, there will be just, you see, that reporting in the head. This is the first period, and from here to here is the second period, from here to here is the third period. So the Mechaber says, that when we say an additional hind leg is matri the behemo only if the additional extends from here above the humble up to here. But suppose the additional extends from here to here, from here to here not. From here to here not. So his discussion is that would be all right according to Shita of the Ramban. According to Shita of the Ramban, so we do not say Kolyesa cannot have done it twice, that if there is an additional Eber, so it's considered, it has the same status as if it had been devoid of the regular Eber. So we do not say that according to Ramban, but what do we say? Kolyesa can meet down. Can you meet down in Kaynikon? The Yachad in Kaynikon. Can you meet down in So there, the Rambam can understand this halacha mentioned by Machada. In other words, suppose the additional foot is just here. In other words, there is an additional, how do you call it, the foot of the baby? Calf? Calf. Alright. So there is an, what is that?
Hoof.
And what is a calf?
A calf is a...
I know. Calf means the young cow. That I know. But calf is another one.
It's the back part of the leg.
But calf...
It's not the ankle, it's above that.
I see. All right. Lovely. So suppose... I wasn't sure about the other meaning of calf. Okay. So anyway, so there... So, according to the Ramban, we understand very well. In other words, if the additional foot is only below the shank, so then suppose now we have to say, imagine as if that addition had been cut off. In other words, so Kol Yeser Kilnotel Min Kenei Dom. So in other words, so what is the mocking of the additional foot over here? So we have to imagine, suppose we cut off that hoof of the regular leg of the behemoth. So it wouldn't be painful. So why should it be painful when it has an additional hoof? But according to Rashi, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, the Shita of Moshe Shem, that Kolyesa cannot only imply, it just implies that if there is an additional Eber, it's considered as if the regular Eber had been missing. So what do I care where it's located? Whether the additional leg starts here or the additional leg is here. The additional foot is here. That's the kasha of the Taz. So the Mele, the Taz is really massive on the Shite of the Mechaba. And he says, since the Mechaba passed, since we passed like Rashi Shite, so the Mele, it doesn't make any difference where the Zayasar is located. Whether it's located here or it's located here. Doesn't make any difference. Then he mentions what the Prisha says. What the Prisha says. And I don't understand why Hashulchan mentions him Shad. And then he says, perhaps that was the Kavone of the Prisha. I mean, it's obvious that was the Kavone of the Prisha. Anyway, but this is what the Rosh Hashulchan says. But the Taz mentions the Prisha's Teretz, and he rejects the Prisha's Teretz. But the Prisha's Teretz, which is also the Rosh Hashulchan's Teretz, seems very obvious, seems very reasonable. He says, true, according to Rashi, the Mechaba passes like Rashi, that Kol Yesa cannot adorn it. Kol Yesa cannot adorn it implies that if there is additional labor, so we consider it has the same status, or the behemoth has the same status as if the regular labor had been missing. But that's only Shayach. That's only Shayach if it's an labor that doesn't have any pocket. It won't, let's say, it covering a half, it has no portions. It has no problem. So then we say, if there is an additional aid there, so then it's kechosavot. Cannot hold on with kechosavot. Mashein came, Ezeel Kishin Leiver, he's an Leiver like Yaleh, and Yaleh has three porking, it's his spirit atachtei, the hoop, and then you have the shank, and then you have the thigh. So it has three porking. So the melee only, so if the additional Leiver consists of the Pirik HaTachlin only. So if the Pirik HaTachlin itself would constitute an essential part of the Megaloeva, so then we can apply the law of Yitzhak another one. But if the Pirik HaTachlin, in view of the fact that the Pirik HaTachlin, this Pirik HaTachlin does not constitute an integral part of the Leiva. Suppose the Pirik HaTachlin of the Megaloeva is gone. The behemoth is chaos. It doesn't matter. It's a behemoth volume, but the behemoth is chaos. So the melee, if there is an additional Ava, and the addition consists only of the Pirik HaTachtei, so the melee can't apply the law of Kolyesek and Odudame. Two Kolyesek and Odudame. An additional Ava has the same, gives the behemoth the same status as no Ava, as if it had been missing. That Ava. So if the additional part of an Ava, if the additional part of the Ava is an integral part of the regular Ava, so the Ava can apply the Aloha Pleas Gradodame. But so the Mele, if the additional Ava consists of, let's say, of an extra tie, then it certainly would be trade according to all Chikas. Because even according to the Shikha of the Rif and the Rambam, if the uppermost Perek of the leg is missing, the behemoth is forever, if the thigh is missing. So if there is an additional thigh, it's also forever. Even if the additional leg consists only of a thigh. Sometimes, let's say, a behemoth might be born, there are all kinds of aberrations. So a behemoth might be born, here it will not be double, up to the knee it will not be double, but let's say from the knee up to the hip there will be a double thigh. So then we can apply the aloha of Kongesak and Odudami. And the same thing is according to Rashi Shite, the first according to Rashi Shite that we passed for like the first lotion in Rav Yude Omarav, that even if it's left back in the shank, it's labor. So suppose the regular shank would be missing in the labor. It's labor. So the melee, if there is an additional shank, a double shank, it's also labor. But if the double is only in the hoof, so that's not that's not considered as an integral part of the labor of the leg. Because without the hoof, it's also shayo. So why should the additional be matter? It seems, I mean, this is what the priest says, and the Orach Shulchan says, and it seems so poshut. And why the Taz rejects that teretz of the priest? I can't understand. But this is what the Orach Shulchan says, and then the Orach Shulchan says, perhaps that is the kavani of the priest. But you'll see the wash of the priest, it's not perhaps, I mean, it's obvious that this is the kavanah of the Kush. Alright, so let's see inside. I don't know whether we should go over the whole Taz, because that will take us too much time, and we have to cover ground. But, let's see. See Dalet. Mireish et matachti. Kidui borer din ze gam binim zo beis kredim natik dimo yom yishenim. Befirush kol yesak not odomni. Dimikirin mihochet amtira bigmore. Nim zo rai gulachas yisir otreifet. Mai taim nom rabuni kol yesak not odomni. The whole Russian inside the Siosef. So the Siosef cites, quotes the whole Russian of the Terasabayas. Vizel Yishen Terasabayas Zohar Oda Flametes, Pirush Rashi. Kol Yes Arachas Kichos Arachas. Vahavi Kipal Esreg Lachas. Utreifa, Dahavi Kishita Tzera Bebeinu. Ufipirushayim Nimtzu Roshni Tchulin, Vatu Edvukin Biobion. Kshero. Even if it happens to be located near the thick edge of the regular tchul, as if it had been missing, No liver. We need to come and stay in the Kazai Israel. Our Rambam Zal Kosa. We can eat our Amdino, Kihosa Amdino. Kelly Masheri, Lazy Ayesa, Kilinita Mikay. So, Kleva, who Mikay? Kilinita Mikay, maybe Yahadi Mikay. That's what it means. Kilinita Koyesa, Kilinita Mikay, maybe Yahadi Mikay. The Hino Bashiro Rambam. The whole she you need to make me out of them trade, yes, an amateur. The whole she you need to make me out of them share or an amateur who feel a beast from my drinking is some higher at the thick age, trade for sure. So, in other words, there is a whole emanating from the sheet of Rambam. Vis-a-vis the sheet of Rashi. Sharing is a unique one, unique one, keep reborn, who base trade my book in Kazai, she be looking more because I should look for you, so trade for whole hour of a chair, according to Rashi. It doesn't make any difference where the additional liver is located. Whether it's working for you or not working for you, whether it's the Mokimo or not Mokimo. The Rein, in He, Yiseres Regel, Rimato, Mitsuma Sagibim, Sheo. So he says in so many words, in Yiseres Regel, Rimato, Mitsuma Sagibim, so he's Sheo. Eul Dibri Allah, Zal, Virinia, Virinia, Shaloi. Omru yesa kinoto in mishe mechuga leikoma. Elo kinoto levad mikeli. Now, believe I saw. So there's a washing of the Rashba. So first he mentioned the sheet of Rashi, then he mentioned the sheet of the Rambam, and then believe me, that's his own sheet. Believe me, I shall be omru yesa kinoto in mishe mechuga leikoma. Elo kinoto who levad mikeli. The whole yesa ashiwa atleitu levad mikeli treifo, avze treifo. Whole abo hachero, ufiho, beis chulu leilom chero. שאפילו דבוקים ביוביון ואתה ראי תלאך עוד עדיין מי שרבי שומן ולאי מה שדיין יש במשני שהיס אמור בידין הזאת וכן בישראלים באיזה מוקים שיהיו מחבורים שיחיסור עם פייסל בי כל זמן שמי שבקע זיין מוקים לא מוקים פיוס עד שירו אבל בגוף וכן בפייסבור אז עדיין את זה בזו דאבו כמי פה מי שבורך את חיפו אבל הוא נראה כאילו מה יש נגד רבייסה so he doesn't want to pass me in accordance with his alright משמע מדברו של רשי פיסלס, פייסל ניסיירת בפרי. אפילו דבוקה ביקורת למטה מגזאי, דמור, ומוקים חינוסה, וכן בניסיירת רגל, למטה מכים צמסגידים, דוקוס עבודס רבן, ביסי, לדום כאיסר של קום שלו, דמור, וחינוסה כושר, וכן מהיסר של מטה מצמסגידים, שירו, משמע לרשי איניקי, בנחתרת, וכן נראה לו של הראש, שכוס עבוד רשי, סתם שני קרים קרים פה, ורקים כוס עבוד רמבם, וסיים בי, ומוי סולמת ומצוסקית משירו, ופיו של רשי, כי רק כאן שני, משמע דו רשי, אפילו מה אתה מצוין לסג לי בפרי? In other words, only according to the Ramban, in the additional foot is located, מלמטו מצוין לסג לי, so it's שירו. According to the Ramban. Because we say that Kol Yesa cannot done it, so only implies Kol Yesa Chiyimu Nital Mukemi Biyachad Mukemi Hadom. So if the additional leg is attached, is adjacent to the Tzumis Agidim, so the Meir will consider it as see if it has been cut out together with the Tzumis Agidim that is adjacent to it. So it's rape, but if the additional leg is attached, we might not be Sagidim. The addition is a magnitude Sagidim. So suppose that you cut out that additional leg together with the place to which is attached. So the behemoth would be a trefo. So whenever the additional leg is not matter of the behemoth either. Oh, Mashmah Yidroh, Shalei Rashi. All right. Rashi grow. So Rashi could be said that the problem after we could be called the matter that I did more of what they're using. The thing is said that the regular matter makes them sagid. Because of this Rambam we see that the Rashi comes from the more of the use of kosher. The thing is said that the matter makes them sagid in Shiro. Mash the Rashi in the king of the Rambam. The thing is that the Rashi was the Rashi is damn stupid in the Rambam. But the thing is that the Rambam we see that the matter makes them sagid in Shiro. Because the Rashi in the Rambam is sagid. Mash the Rashi after the matter makes them sagid in the Rambam. The thing is that the Rambam is sagid in the Rambam. The thing is that the Rambam is sagid in the Rambam. She was a need to be screened in the Rambam. The thing is that Masha bechol mokish nimtza, vayin kidas rashi, shol ezeh bisim roshim, shimu hakotzeh bisim nimgimu, kibis tchum kosh bechol dar kandik rashi, vau ki zeh bispoeo, masha kosvatu, kam, vihu shini yezeh al yeseh, vedeh shesvatach pomayu lechol mokim shimu chuga, vayin kibis mesagidin, vayin matameh, So the Torah was founded out. The Tidni, the additional egg, is Lamatum Tzimzagini. It's also Kshayim. Because the Torah passes like Rashi. After Hashem, because she gave me silly Rashi, Yishla had to be Yisra. I feel Lamatum Tzimzagini. So, וחמוי שסיים רמס כאן הוא למטה מהם ואני לא אפילו בעקוב אני מכרס עם הרייש כמו בחובה עם בחור מוקר so במהיר he's masked so then he says so he's masked on the mahal then we'll skip that because he mentions the shenis of the Yosef we'll have to go over inside of the Yosef it will take us too much time. So anyway, so it's Masik and Rabbi Yosef. See, the Mechaba passes like Rashi. So why does he mention the Yu Sheyir Ze Ayesa Malishet Medachto Maior? Even if it will be Dovuk, the Limato of the Hogbo, it will still apply the Loche of Kol Yeser, cannot have done it. And then he mentions the Loshen of the Torah, that the Torah does say, the Hu. So the Torah says, "In Yesh Lo Dibur Agvayim Treifo, Tichol Yesa Kenot Dome, Uchilchosa Rego Echo, Vuhu Shigi Eze Ayesa Mevei Shetza Patachno Amayu Lechomo Keshe Mechub Hashom, Beinim Kim Tzim Zagbit No Matame." So it's true. So he says, "Lematame." So why does he say, "Vuhu Shigi Eze Ayesa Mevei Shetza Patachno Amayu"? So he says that the Pshat in Mevei Shetza Patachno Amayu means in the place of the Hu. I mean, that's really strange. He's straining Mireish, but he says, on one hand he says, so he says, Mireishet Matachno Amayo means the bone in the hoof. That's what it means. Alright. So, now I don't want to go over all the machines and the Vesios and the dimensions, but just I'll call her Chmira Likya. The magic of Atom is a matachte, Hotza Lima, Mimokim Shemaskil at a matachte, Somuch Leetzem Shepri Apartis, where the hoof is, Ulimai Ladabu, the whole moke, she eats of a Yzeres Reifo, Uchishikos of the Kobe, Val Titama Washing the Reshete, with his head. But what it means, Mimokim Shemaskil, so he says, when the Torah says, Mireishet Matachtin Ulemailo, he doesn't mean that if it is attached above the head bone. But Mireishet Matachtin Ulemailo, he means where it's attached in the hoop. In the hoop of the bed. That's what it means. Then he says, Vishuv Roisi Ulemashal, Shekos of the Territory Prefix, Gimel Perush in Yoriyo, Al Yesa Kenotu, the Haimish Al Rashi, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Al Rashi Prefix, the Yesa Kovei. בכל עניין, מתחום כושר בכל עניין, ולרמב"ד ישתו ביקורת וכן מתחום, ולרשב"א כושר בכל עניין, זו הדימוקים של רשת פייסלבי, וסיים בלושן זה. למעשה, יש לוחוש לכל הפירושים, ולסע בישראל, בכל עניין, כפירוש רשת, וגם לסע בישראל, ומי ביקור סמחיו, כפירוש הרמב"ם, וכן לסע ברגע, לסע בכל עניין, מלי שייצר למטה מהעקובו, וקשרו בכל עניין, וכן לסע קרדים, מסביר למטה מזיק הזין, מגמור, מחיוס, גם של שירו, ודבור פנוי. So in other words, so the Mashal, so he's Masik again the Mashal too, because the Mashal says the same thing as the Bishyosef, as the Mechaber. In other words, he says we have to the Chitshish for all the Shins. Now, so the Rashbo is not the Machmir, there is no Chumra emanating from the Rashbo Shite. Mashayim came from the Ramban Shite, there are certain Chumras that emanate. Let's say the Chumra of the Ramban Shite, vis-a-vis the Shita of Rashi is, that is, if the additional Tchum is located adjacent to is attached to the thick edge of the regular food. So according to Rashi, it's kosher. According to Ramban, it's free. But from the Rashboshi, they will not have any chumras and leki. Only chumras from the Rashboshi. So the Mashal says, the Mashal says that we have to be chitshish for all the shittas. We chumras. Rashi should be chumras and leki. The Ramban should be chumras and leki. So in Mele, it says that we have to match it at the end if it has an additional egg, an extra egg, as long as the additional egg is attached, mirage, it's a batacht in the mind. So he says, that's kosher, we draw off moon. We draw off moon, then he rushes the Rabban, we tweak it basically, the Rabban Rashi kosher, kishe masra, yes, I'll matter, I'm looking more than the music. The whole unfortunate kosher, Rashi, we shun the basically, we cool the Rabban. Alright, anyway. So, we saw a claim up, the Achumres, Tia bin Schneem, Fuin bin Negin, said the same. Du rasche Trinkel, Ramban, Schäfer, Kim Schi Nisa, in Yoko Isabo, Kim Schi Fuin schon. Wie doch er seh, wo ist hier mit der Sabayus, wie der Rosh, wie der Rab, wie der Atur, wie Sud, Adra, wie ich immer du rasche Trinkel, die mit Wuken, wow, wo hat die Namen mit Wuken und Mato, mit dem Morgen, wie sie die Haitani, Jesu, auch in ihrer Nikola, wie ich leite, ושבסבתי את העשרה של עסקים בירוש ועתור לעשר בקובד וברגל ובכל מוקים שאיף יסר אלו שבלבד האלה הלוך אין ריצק שקים שכל האחרים שמיד את יוסף סבירי ויסר רגל עם איסר אם הוא אין מקלימטה מהפורו אם כן סבירי להלוך את רבם ועוד כן גם בקובד ואיסר אלו כשהאיסר יסר לדמוקים בו וחיוצה וביטחו במוקים סומכם ואם כי לא ירוב בו נפסיק בקום את איסירה, תבוי לו בנפוק ובחב אותו מכולו, אלו מסתפיל אלו הוקי, ואיך שאי אלו ידן אלו ישי, אם נפסיק בקום את לעשר על איסרס בכל גם, even if the additional river is not adjacent, is not located near the מוקי מורו or the מוקי חיוסי. And, בקום את לעשר על איסר בכל גם, וברגל דווקא למיילו מצמסגים. שזה סייסר הזה, ודלוי כמען אבינות, וגם רשאו ישווי סום, וגם בכל פוסק, לאייסר למטו ממוקי, מורה וחיוסי, אלו בכל פוסק, גם לרשע וכי, וכבר נסבור שאין לי כאילו רשע. So in other words, this is his הסוגי, against the מחבר, because the מחבר פסקות like רשי, או לכל הפוחס, לחומר ויסוי, הוא יפתו בחיש שבו רשי. The truth is that the Mechaber passes like Rashi completely. But the whole Apoch has the Chumre, we have to be Chilshish for Rashi. And then, at the same time, he says, V'hushi is a Yeser, V'reishet Zematachtim Lomayro. So that would could only accord with the Shita of the Rabban, but it wouldn't accord with the Shita of Rashi, because according to Rashi, so there is a Loche called Yeser, Kechoser Oida. So it doesn't make any difference where it's double. So by two rivers it doesn't make any difference. So here too, it shouldn't make any difference. So that's his assumption of the Mechaber. Then he says, Uvi Priser Oisi, she also he would be coming to Reya. If he came to be coming, Hayesa Pese, Yolapine, Yolapine, Matum Kimo, Vechiusa, Uvi Reya Pese, that given it to my remark about Achtenu, above the Hakbar, Kimchi is how we evolve. Since it has a number of divisions of Prokhi, right? Kimchi Age, how do you go? We are going to get out to Hakir, you may be the matter. The Utamua, the Zetu Rikima, the Rabashita, the Rashita Baisho. Hey. Alright. So he rejects the Pshat of the Prishi. But actually, that means what the Prishi says makes good sense. In other words, Kol Yesa cannot come, according to Rashi. So what does it mean? An additional Eiver gives the behavior the same status as if the regular Eiver had been missing. So if it is the kind of Eiver that does not have several talking, some of which are integral parts of the Eiver, and some of which are not, okay? So then we say an additional Kol, a Kol that has no talking, It's one coming, it doesn't consist of parts, the coming. It's one coming, it's a unitary event. So mele, if there is an additional eva, it does additional coming, so it doesn't matter where it is attached, where it's located, whether it's located in Mokimoro or Mokimfiyuse, or it's not located in Mokimoro or Mokimfiyuse. There is an additional eva, an additional coming, so it's considered as if there had been no coming in the name. So it will be treif. So if there is an additional coming, so it's also treif. Mashenk in here, where the eva, the leg, consists of porking. There is the perik atachtin and perik and so in the perik alien. Now the perik atachtin, if it had been cut out completely, wouldn't be matter the vein. So the mele, if the whole edition consists of just the perik atachtin of the leg, so we say, Kongyesa Kanakadome. So Kongyesa kill not on that particular portion of the eva. But if the regular leg had been devoid of the hoof portion, it wouldn't be a trefa. So if it has a double hoof, so it's not trefa either. But if it has a double, thigh, so that's an integral part of the regular leg. And if that would be missing, the behemoth would be trefa. If it has a double shank, so that's an additional. According to one washing in the Mechaber. So, if that is an integral part of the eva of the leg, so the mele, it will be trefa. So the mele, if it has a double chain, it's also trefa. But if the double is a double hook, so it cannot be trefa. Memela dizer a Iseres que cheio, rak pere kecho de Iseres regel ou jogo baume, dimo is Iseres regel ou jogo is que tunas regel. Ach, me como que ima Iseres ima bishnei potim ou bishnei, que a shuk bakues, de shen que me fai, ab sha akuba tachteno chosem neno. Amino de Iseres regel, do Yakubo, avo min koma Iseres, Hiraka Kubo Mimonim Shakshiro, Dimudilku Bamechero, Vimiseres, Halehasero Ikarego Bamesha Pestomuze, Vimimero Iseres Regio, Vaku Iseres, Inzel Iseres Akubo, Iseres Regio, Mimonim Shakosha, Abukishi Iseres Shuk, Oi Iseres Kubis, Trevo, Gamishito, Hoyes Rahas, Rotlahas, Daku Nima Shinze Iseres Regio, El Iseres Shuk, Iseres Kubis, Hoyes Akinotodome. Vinito a chuva, vinito a colhe, haba treino. Aí em casa, se diz em cala triste ou triste, viu lá e tira no macho de saco. Vem em cala saco, vai lá. A mim, it's obvious that this is what the cliche means and this is what the cliche says. I think that the cliche spells it out explicitly, except that he's not married with holiness as the Ruach HaShulchan, but he says it. Now, so mainly, when the Mechaber says, according to the precious parents, when the Mechaber says, Vihushis Yeze Ayeser, Mireish Etzem Atachtin Lomayim, Mashayim, so that means, if it is attached to the shank, there is an additional shank, so then, it is playful. So he says it only according to the second washing of the Mechaber. But according to the first Lashon HaChada, even if it will be attached, it will still not be tefer unless it is attached above the knee. It is attached above the knee. But since the mechaber has to be yes, so in other words we have to be chayshish lechumre for the second lashon. So that's why he mentions But according to the first lashon, that the sheet of the written Rambam, so if the additional leg will be attached to the shed and not to the thigh, it will not be tefer either, unless there will be additional, it will be attached to the mocking of the Tzumas Agili. So then again it will be tefer, even according to the first lashon. But suppose it is attached to the shem, but above the area of the Tzumas Agili, let's say over here, that's already above the area of the Tzumas Agili, then according to the first washing in Mechaber, it will not be tefer. Alright. Now, Sife, Kol Mokei, Shein Yachtich Shomo Regel Yitreifu, Afiru Lo Yachta, El Nishba, Viyotso Lechutz, אם אין אירו פוסו חיפים ריבוב יעברי וכיפי טריפו ואם אירו פוסו חיפים ריבוב יעברי וכיפי קשיו. Now, so according to all the shame, what does it mean ריבוב יעברי וכיפי? So it all has reference to the פוסו that covers the ball, I mean before the fracture took place, the boso that covers the bone before the fracture took place. So if enough boso is left to cover rebuvye or rebekeife, sometimes rebuvye does not coincide with rebekeife. In other words, if the eagle is not choked in all places, if it narrows up, so the rebuvye, so sometimes there might be no possible to cover the rebuvye and not rebekeife, or vice versa. So she v'inofa. So this is how it passes. Kol mokim she yichotek shomaregi al yitreifo. Afu reinech el nishba v'yotzo l'chutz. So he says, el nishba v'yotzo l'chutz. But suppose it's not yotzo l'chutz. If it's not yotzo l'chutz, so there we don't require any Yerubos of Heifin. When do we require a Yerubos of Heifin as Rube, Rebuvye, Rebekeife, if it's Yotzal Chutz? But if there is, sometimes there can be a fracture, but it doesn't protrude outside, it remains in the same position. Of course, it all depends what kind of a fracture it is. If it's a very big fracture, so maybe it will be Yotzal Chutz. If it's a slight fracture, so it will not, it might not be Yotzal Chutz. So, according to all the shame, except the Rebbe of the Rashbo, Amniyeh. So in other words, so the Mishneh and the Braise have referenced the same case. Now, the Mishneh doesn't mention Yotzal Chutz. So the Mishneh just mentions Rebbe Bozakar. And the Braise mentions Yotzal Chutz, but it, instead of mentioning Ribos HaKayom, it mentions Eiru Boso Chaytin Esrubi. So according to the Rebbe of the Rashbo, so the Mishneh is referenced to a case where it wasn't Yotzal Chutz, so then Ribos HaKayom has to be Kayom. But the Braise is referenced to a case where it was Yotzal Chutz, so then Ribos HaKayim is not enough, but it has to be Chayfin Esruge. It has to be Chayfin Esruge. That's the Shita of the Rajah, of the Rebbe of the Rajah. But then the Rajah himself and the Rambam and all the Shayfin. So they say that if it's not Yotzal Chutz, it's not Reb, and we don't need any Bosa. But when we need Reb, we're Bosa, that Chayfin Esruge, that is, if it is Yotzal Chutz, if the bone protruded outside as a result of the fracture. So then, then it has to be Eor Bosachim and Esrogim, as the Brisa says. The Mishnah uses the washing Rein Bosachayim, but it is the same thing Eor Bosach, Shechim and Esrogim. So then we have two things for the Shechim and Esrogim. Does it mean Shechim in the Kepe? Does it mean Shechim Rei Ubye? So we pass it as there has to be Rein Bosach to be Shechim, Rein Ubye, Rein Ubye. So this is what he passed. Kolmokim shi yichotek shomer evol yichaypo. Afu lelechda el nishbar biyotzal chutz. The implication being that if it's nishbar and not yotzal chutz, so then it's kshero even without the obos. But if it's nishbar biyotzal chutz, he may be obos achim to megu yichim bekeim yichaypo. We may obos achim to megu yichim bekeim yichaypo. We know from Tzachmetz, we may be obos achim to shever achim, we know from Tzachmetz, אבל אם הוא מגיל חפאיסי הוא לא ידופל אבל כשהוא מגיל חפאיסי אתה תחיל ונשבע לציבים לא כשהוא נתחל אם נחתך אם אני רובו שחיק לסחובי הבא יותרת let's say, suppose it happened in the fall leg not in the hind or it comes to the Rambam it happened in the hind leg but in the shape of not in the type of so הבא יותרת ואיבר עושה לרבונות and the score of Eber Nachai because Eber Rav do but it's only Yosef Rabon with the right say it's only Yosef and the score of Eber Nachai if it was completely cut off but if it still hangs on so it's not affected the Yisa of Eber Nachai with the right side and the right side of Eber Rabon it's only Vachteich but in order to be sure that he will not partake of the tissue of the tape there, which is also the Rabbanon, so as a precautionary measure, so is the Chuyev in the Rabbanon to be Chaytir, Gam Yad Me'amesach Kishachit Echoye in Osa. Let's say, suppose there is a fracture in the fall, so the tape is not Chayim, but the Eber is Osa. There is no way of Osa Chayim in Esrobe, so the fall is Osa Vachir, even after Shrit. Now when it cuts off, the foreleg, he should be sure to cut off a little bit more from the plate, from the mukemachtich. Because if he don't, in order to be sure that he will not eat any masher of that eber that was not cut off from it. Alright. Because if first he is the leyachet, so then so the periphery would be delayed from the evil, so it would become awesome. The yeh now. So the mechaber is not chishish for Shittas Rashi. What is Shittas Rashi? Shittas Rashi is unique. Shittas Rashi, where is all the Rishayim explained? It would be in the cave. In regard to the case where the evil is not showing in all the places, when it narrows up, let's say, so sometimes there might be no flesh to cover a rubye, and after or vice versa. So Rashi explains it differently. Rashi explains it differently. And Rashi said, Rei rubye, shall we not so rei rubye ashver of chutz? El miut cholo etzem, nigle, virubye, Nichse, in other words, what does it mean, Rei Uvye? Rei Uvye means that the major portion of the fractured bone is not exposed. Even though the major portion of the bosa that covered originally the bone, the particular bone, was removed, but as long as the major portion of the fractured bone is covered by the remaining bosa, even though the remaining bosa is immune. So it's shame if we say Rebuvye. But if we say Rebekefe, so the criterion is whether there is enough bosa. Rebekefe, Rebuvye, Shoretzen, Rebuvye, Rebuvye. אם ראי בקר מהבוסר שסובי בעצם על השבע קיום אפילו נפח או לעצם ויוצא דרך נקד קוטן קושן in other words if we say ראי בקייפה so then as long as the robe of the posel that covered originally the etzer remain even though the whole etzer is exposed, protruded through the neket that was formed in the posel as a result of the new posel being removed together with the fracture, so it's shape. This is Rashi. So that means, according to Rashi, sometimes there can be a humor, according to Rashi, that even if 90% of the bosom remained intact, 90% of the bosom remained intact, but just 10% or 5%, 5% of the bosom was removed together with the fracture of the bone. But as a result of the 5% of the bosom being removed, so that fractured bone protruded through that naked that was formed in the bosom as a result of the removal of 5% of the bosom. So it's like, if we say, Reibu, so this is what Rashi says. If he says Reibu, so he says, Shalyotso Reibu Yashvir on the Hoots, Elamut Holo Etzen Nigle, Virubi Nirse, but suppose the rope of the fractured bone is exposed, protruded outside, and it protruded outside, how is it exposed? Because a little bit of the bosom was torn off, Mimele became exposed, but the 90% or 95% of the bosom is intact. But since the rope of the fracture became exposed outside as a result of the naked that was formed in the bosom, because of the 5% of the bosom that was torn away, that was torn off, so anyways, that's only a contradiction. But according to all the other chain, so as long as the major portion of the bosom remained intact, what would be entering the cave? So even if the whole fractured bone, even if the major portion of the fractured bone is exposed, so it's shema. But according to Rashi, we can have a situation that the bone, the fracture, protruded outside. How did it protrude outside if the major portion of the bosom is intact, but a little bit of the bosom was torn off? So the melee threw that naked. It's possible that the fracture is exposed. The trove of the fracture is exposed. So that is it. So this is what Rambam says. The yesh machmirin, the yeshrin, af in eru boso hef in eschubi. In other words, rebe kefe, rebe rububye, they remain intact. Still it could be traded. According to whom could it be? According to Rashi Shite. Im ashire yotso pam achas lechai derech nekipro. So if at one time, so the fractured bone protruded outside derech nekip cotton, even if later on it was pushed in. So it's already traded. It's already trained. Because according to Rashi, but even according to Rashi, it's only trained machmasofi. Because maybe the aloha is like the Roma who says Rebuvie, it's not interesting. Oh, Unizen is Pashi Tamik, Beiro Hamdines, Lihatri, Koshure, the Etzen, the Mokim, Shinechta, Faith. But in Beiro Bosso, Makitimese, it comes down. Now, this is one case. Where the Sfardim are not machmir, and the Ashkenazim are machmir. Why? Because the Sfardim, they follow up the Psach of the Mechaber, and according to the Psach of the Mechaber, so even if there is a shever, let's say in the shin bone or even in the thigh bone, there is a fracture in the thigh bone, but there is Reib Eir Boso on top of that bone, even if it would root outside, it's still kosher. It's still kosher. But the Ashkenazim, they follow up the Shita of Ramo, and the Ramo is reaching for the Shita of Rashi, and according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says, Revuvye, so the criterion is not how much bosom is left on the bone, but whether the rope of the fractured bone was exposed or not exposed. And if it was exposed, b'chayeo, at one moment, so melee becomes strange. Now, see here, Rashi says, the Ramo says, אם השבירה, עד אם אירו בוס החיית נסמובי, אם השבירה יוצא פעם אחס מחי, דרך נקטפון. דרך נקטפון. In other words, if at one moment מחי, so it would put it outside, so then it's already trained. It's already trained. If it would put it outside. If later on, it was pushed in. Let's say, suppose you tighten it or you put a cast on it. I mean, the easiest way, you know, of pushing it in so that it should put to the outside is by putting a cast. But without putting a cast, you can also push it in by binding it tightly with a bandage. You see, but according to Rashi, so if at one moment Mihai, it would put it outside, it became terrible already. So even if later on it was pushed in, also Mechayel, it will remain trefet. Because if the name is affected with a certain market that makes it into trefet, so it's a trefet, even if that market will be healed, because we saw, I mean, of the Rambam, and we said that this is the sheet of the Rambam too, and this we said that this is the sheet of Hamotam also, that when the Gemara says treifin hayo, yesami v'ischedesh, it means without therapy, but with therapy, so then it could be, but still it will not become chino. And even the Rabban who says in Moshe that if it was Torah, the whole leg was Torah, so when it becomes Kshayor, that's only, so we say that's only vis-a-vis the trait of Tzumzaginim, because Tzumzaginim is not included in the traits of Aloha Mishin Sinai. It's based upon the traits, that's how we explain the Rabban. It's based upon the traits of Nicodemus. So all the other shaking, achilik, even in respect to the trefes that are based on itaromos. So if at one moment it was an itaromos, but then it was not an itaromos as a result of amputating the whole leg. So then the other shaking, the Rosh and the Rashbo, they say the Ram. They say, so it, since it was trefet for one moment, it remains trefet. But in the Ramban, who says in Mor Moshe, that it can be chazal v'achsheiro, so it's only vis-a-vis the trefet of Nitua Simsagini, not vis-a-vis the other trefet. So maybe according to Rashi, that according to the Mandoma of Rei Rubye, so the criterion is whether it protruded, whether the rope of the fracture was exposed, protruded outside, or did not protrude outside. So the Mele, if at one moment Mechayim, it protruded outside, so that moment you can pray for. So even if it was pushed in inside, it's very already. So the Mele, it cannot be Chizel Hashem. So that the Ramon is Chishis for the Shita of Rashi. ומזה נספשת המינג באילו המדינס להטרי כל שירה בעצם בלמוקים שאינך תחטריפו ואף נראו בוסו מעקיף נעשה בכל זולו ואין שם נקד כבר so but there is no נקד the answer is maybe there was a נקד and maybe through that נקד so the חיה הבאימו the fractured bone protruded outside the most of the fractured bone protruded outside, so it became trained for it. So Mikomo came Hamilibat. Now the question arises is this. We have Svek Sveke here, first of all, Over the Sheni Bachiri from Rashi. Rashi is the only one who explains the Pandoma of Rebuji that way. So, one subject is maybe the Alochi is like the Pshat of that Hashem, that Rebuji doesn't mean if the fractured bone protruded outside, if most of the fractured bone protruded outside. But it means that there is not enough bosom to cover the bone. The fact that it did protrude doesn't matter upon his Hashem. So that's one thing. And even Namiach, that the halacha is like Rashi, that the pshat in Rehuvie, that if it was protruded outside for one moment, b'chaya beimo, but the Gemara there is a machlekes, and the Gemara passes lechum and misoki. That we need Rehuvie and Rehuvie. So we already have this vaccine. So even if we do see that the major portion of the fractured bone is exposed right now, so it should be put there on the basis of vaccine, because it's not that there are more customs between us, rather like Ashpia. He says Yesh machmiri, never in the such a shit. So we always have a tzvek. Even if we do see that the fractured bone protrudes outside, so it should be muter on the basis of tzvek. Still, the Rambam doesn't rely on tzvek, but the Rambam goes one step further and he says, even if now after shkite we don't see that the fractured bone protrudes outside, and we don't see it naked. So now it appears that the fractured bone never put you in outside. We still have to be chesed. Maybe the Chaya Abeimo, there was a small neck. And maybe at one moment through that small neck, so it did put you, so it became treifeh. But then the neck was healed. In time, the neck scar tissue, I mean, grew over it. So we have three sexes. So why is Rambam machmir so much? So anyway, he is machmir. So the apimeo bosom akifin oisem mikol sodom veim shom nekev klau mikol mokei hamirik lahatvi. So first of all, even if we do see a nekev, and even if we do see that the fractured bone protrudes outside, it should still be muter on the basis of sveksege. Maybe that will change like all the other Hashem. What Hashem? Rashi the Yohan. Assuming that Rashi is right in his pshat. In Rehuvie, but maybe that will change like the Mandoma Rebekeve. So even according to Rashi's pshat, the fact that he protruded outside for Rebeke doesn't matter. So it's a Svexek. And then especially in the case, if we don't see any Rebeke, so we have three Svexekes. Not two Svexekes, three Svexekes. So why should we machna so much? So the Shach says, Vinu zehu chorek deile, vilo niska, bishum peise. So, first of all the poskim, most poskim, passed like all the other Hashem. And Hashem zeyochit in the Pshach of the Gemara. And then, even if we are chayishis for Hashem, so we still have a Svexekes, even if we do see Neke, and we do see that the bone, the fractured bone protruded outside. And especially in the case where we don't see that again. So we have three spectators. Why should we be machmas on? Anyway, the Rambam is machmas. So then he says, Mikol mokeim, but that's not all. Mikol mokeim haminek lahatvei, kichlukim rabim hem, bidin chifu boso, vein rabim pkini, vein lishamis, in loy bimokim epsit merubeh, ריפירייס איני המילה שיש להוקי להירס כהלוכה ודווקא מלחוזה וניקשה אבל מלחוזה וניקשה נהגים להכשיר וכמו שיזכור. So the Rambam is machmir even in the case where there is no naked cloud, if there is no naked cloud, so then we have three sex acres, and not only, the kashin is not only from three sex acres. May you have a session, we can do our kashoshes. I mean, there is our head, there is a naked, and then scar tissue grew over it. So there, so, kum sholomach was mako inko, fine. So that's in the case where we know there was a naked. But the Ramon is matri, even if we don't see any naked. And no, the fractured bone does not protrude outside. So, why should we come to our kshoshes? So anyway, so that's very difficult. That's very difficult. So, but he says, very shabbos. So in other words, so that's how we pass it. That if there is, let's say, a fracture, if there is a fracture in that, this is probably the biggest chumrah of the Ramo in his place. The biggest chumrah. So the Ramo passes that if there is not a hefset merubeh, and if there is a fracture, let's say in the thigh bone or even in the shin bone, that all the Ramo passes like Rashi, that that is also not. Even if there is a robust hefset merubeh, and the bone doesn't protrude outside, still is matter. Why? Because of the kshoshe, maybe there was a name. Maybe there was a name. And he protruded outside. So he says, but the mokim hefset merube, so he says, be mokim shein hefset merube, so we have to be matter. Except, if we be mokim hefset merube, or if he reis in amere, שיש לו ודווקא אם לא יחוזר בניקשה אבל אם יחוזר בניקשה נהגים להכשיר וכמי שיזבו היה but suppose we see there was a fracture sometimes I mean, and that happens very often let's say on the shank of a chicken on the shank of a chicken so there is a fracture and we see that if יחוזר בניקשה it was here that Sheva Yachtok Mikoko, you can see it, as if stitches were used. I mean, it's not like stitches, but you see that there was a fracture, and it retracted, it rebounded, it retracted by itself. I mean, not that any bandage, who puts a bandage or who puts a cast on the leg of a chicken, what you will see is many times a woman will bring a poke, a shank of the chicken, and you'll see there was a very substantial fracture, and then you'll see that it was physical in itself. It retracted, it rebounded by itself. So in such a case, so we shouldn't be machia. Vidavki lo yichozav in itself. Avo yichozav in itself, neig lahachia, because then there is certainly no basis to be chichish. Maybe there was a naked, and then through that naked the bone did protrude and then later it was pushed in and then some tissue and then the naked was healed some new tissue grew in. I mean, that would be preposterous to anticipate such contingencies, but if it was not cause of nature and we see a fracture, even if we don't see any naked, then it's possible to anticipate. Everything is possible. But if it's chozav nikshah, then it would be observed to be chishish for such kshoshes. Maybe if there was a naked and the bone protruded outside for some time, and then it was pushed back, and then some tissue grew in, and there is no naked now. So, suppose we knew that this happened, so of course, according to Pesach of the Ramo, it would betray. Suppose we knew it would betray even if it was Chazam Nisha, but it would be ridiculous to be hating for such churches. But anyway, even if it's Loy Chazam Nisha, so many of the Nisikei, if there is no naked, they are not here. Even the mocking shame if there is no naked. The Ramo himself is machriya, shall we be mocking of Sekhmurube, shall we be chodam nisha, Chodom Nikshah, so he's Machmi of showing what person who believes there is no letter. But many of the Mitzikeli Machir come this Chumre of the Ramah. The whole thing is a big Chumre. Even if there is a letter, but if we don't see that it was put outside, why should we change that Mechayim? He did put it outside, and then it was pushed back. We are priests, we have this Rexway gate, three Rexway gate. But, so we are Machmir showing what can happen to Rube. Mashayim can be what can happen to Rube, so there we can be made kill, even if there is a letter. And Roy Chazam in Isha, be what can happen to Rube, even if there is a letter. Except if we see that it protruded outside, so then we can be made kill, even if there is a letter. But if there is a hefset Rube, and the bone is not exposed outside, it's kept inside, but there is a naked. So then we have to anticipate another choshe. Maybe the chayi, he did what was outside, and then it was pushed back. So we don't have hefset Rube we are making. But if there is no hefset Rube, if there is no hefset Rube, and there is a naked, even though the bone is not exposed outside, so then we cannot make him. We mock him shares. Alright, now, let's see what the Shach said. We had to coach here. Din zeu chumre dele. Biloi niska bishim pesek. We can go ahead and move a reed. We said we had to be cosmic. Rakol mo kosak shilei adike. Rabbi Yosef Chemikolo, Gabar Shaul, Mizabet Shoisim, and Pogo, of course, I should have been a call over there. We got the Tabo, she goes up to the Rampa, Mishmoch, Shabu Hoyer, Hansen Zoi, who to the Sabin, that we'll see in the next segment. We were the Mishma Shoiko, to the Sabin, Kosher, after we don't, the Rohan Mirali, the Apopi, the Atomus, Pashi, Tabine, the Hatu, the Holinge, Uchme Shikos of Arab, Mikomoke, Binicha, after the Loy Nicha, Sheva, and Sheva Yard of the Bok. יש לאחשיה כי שואיר ובוסו שום וניקר יזיקו. Because we'll see further, there are two kinds of nixia. There are two kinds of nixia. In other words, if there is a fracture, what is a fracture? There is a break in the bone. There is a break in the bone. So then it's nixia yard. So then it can be nixia yard in two ways. When you put in a cast on the fracture, so then the cast has the effect that of making it a shever yard of the pocket, so that they will join just like this. Now, if the cast is put in such a way that it will not be shever yard of the pocket, but it will be like this, that one end of the fractured bone will overlap the other end, then it's not a good healing. So let's say, so that patient will have to go to the hospital again if the cast was put in such a way. So in other words, so if the cast is put in the proper way, so then it will have the effect of shever yard of the book, which should join like this, not like this. So in other words, so there are two situations of Chozav Nikshah. There is one situation of Chozav Nikshah of Shever Yard of Yidubot. That's the way it happens when the cast is put on the fractured bone for a number of weeks. But then, suppose, let's say, in the old days,